It's a schuss and an honor to be here today. As we know, it's very fascinating because in Eretz Yisrael, this Shabbos is Parshas Achremos. However, in America, there are 2 days of Yom Tov, and therefore it's just Shvi Shel Pesach. So I was trying to figure out what I should do. Should I do a Parsha Shir? Should I do a Shir on Shvi Shel Pesach? So I decided that I'm going to try to intertwine it a little. Get a little Achremos for Eretz Yisrael people. Try to get mostly about Pesach and about the second days, what it's all about. Throw in a little Sfira Saomer. But we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to try to come out with a major Yisod, a major idea that we're going to be able to bring into our lives. And again, you know, we're going to take a little detour. As I said last time when we were talking about Leila Seder, that the big hack, and it was the big hack. And right now, you know, we could say right now that I'm still in the middle of my Seder. A very long, it's been, we're in the middle of Chol Hamoed now. So it's been a couple days Seder, but I'm going to take a little break. Obviously, we're giving a shear, a quarter, and electricity. But as a joke, trying to make a joke over here, that, you know, the Leila Seder is still going on. Actually, my cousin, give him a nice shout out. My cousin, Ellie Sklar, called me up and he asked me, how long is my Seder still going on? So he got my joke. All right, anyway. The Gemara tells us in Erechin and Daf Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara says, we're trying to figure out when do we say full Hallel and when do we say half Hallel. We know full Hallel means that we say the extra two paragraphs. And the Gemara says that we only say full Hallel 18 days, what are they, days? We say full Hallel, 8 days of Chanukah, the 8 days of Sukkot, the last day Shmini Atzeres, the 1 day of Shavuos, 2 days in Chutz La'aretz, and Pesach we only say one full Hallel. Now it's the first day of Pesach. Any of you people saying full Hallel every day, you are making a mistake. You should not be doing that. It's only half Hallel. And the Gemara in Erechin, Siyata Deshmaya, I'm actually learning now. The Gemara is going on, trying to figure out when do we say a full Hallel and when do we say a half Hallel. So the Gemara says, oh, maybe you know when you say a full Hallel, when you say a half Hallel. You only say a full Hallel when all the Karbonos of the day are different. If all the Karbonos of the day are different, then we're going to say a full Hallel. Like Sukkot. We know that Sukkot represents that you go from 13 to 12, 11, 10, 9, the whole thing. Hopefully you know upper math. You could go further on in that. And every day is a different carbon. So because of that, Gemara says you have a different day of... Then the Gemara says, so what about Chanukah? If you're going to tell me the reason why we have a Hallel, a full Hallel every day of Sukkot, so then by Chanukah, we know Chanukah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanon. Very fascinating discussion. What is this Hallel Machlokas maybe between the Rambam and the Bahad? If this Hallel is d'oraisa, if this Hallel is d'rabbanon. Ayin Shom, a whole separate shir. Very fascinating topic. But the Gemara says, what about Chanukah? Chanukah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanon. So the Gemara says, no, Chanukah is different because each day was its own nes. It had a new day with the Pach HaShemet. So since each day had its own nes, so therefore, there's a separate day, there's a full Hallel for Chanukah. So the Gemara says, so what's the difference between Pesach and Sukkot? So the Gemara says, because on Pesach, the Hallel is a half Hallel on Chol Hamoed, except for the first night. Why? Because the Karbonos, says the Gemara, the Karbonos are Shaveh. The Karbonos are all the same, right? If you ever hear the lading. I don't know if people are doing this on purpose, but they always say that it says in the laning, it says, Ka'ele, like these. The Ka'ele, says the Gemara, is teaching me that they're all the same. All the Karbonos from the second to third, fourth, first day of Chol Hamoed, they're all the same Karbon. So we'll realize that if you're saying a full Hallel on Chol Hamoed, you're having a problem. That's what the Gemara says. However, there happens to be a fascinating... So then the Gemara, there's another Gemara also found in Megillah and Daf Yadalid. that says, so why by Megillah? If Megillah also, by Purim, you should say Hallel. And we don't say Hallel. So the Gemara says, gives three different reasons why. Because if we're saying right now by Hanukkah, the reason why you have a full Hallel is because of the Nes. So why don't you have a full Hallel on Purim? So the Gemara says three different reasons. One reason is that the Megillah itself, Kriyosa Hu Zehulula, that's the opinion of Nachman. There's another opinion that since we're in Chutz La'aretz, Hallel only happens when you're in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara's last opinion is that we're still Meshubed, we are still Meshubed Tachas Shveirish. Now here's where it gets a little interesting and why it gets related to us. Very interesting Gemara. Again, look, Erechin and Daf Yud Amud Beis. You're probably not going to, but it's there. Very fascinating Gemara. Now, why it gets relevant to us of Shvi Shel Pesach is because there's a Medrash. The Medrash tells us, the Medrash Har Ninu, the Medrash says that on the seventh day of Pesach, which represents the Kriyas Yam Suf, which we're going to talk more about, we only say a half hallel. Says the Medrash, why? Quotes down the pasuk, "Bini polei vecha al tismach." When your enemies are falling, don't be happy. And this is quoted down by the Shivoli Halekin in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, Kafayin Dalid. And the Gemara is also found in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis that the Torah tells us in the Az Yashir, it says v'lo karav zel zek kol alayla. And the Gemara says that the Malachim wanted to sing Shira. The Malachim wanted to sing a praise. Klal Yisrael. They were mamish running away from the Mitzrayim. All the Esramakos happened. They got out of Mitzrayim. Now they're stuck. On the one hand, they have the Mitzrayim on one side. And on the other side, they have the Yamsuf. And they went through and they made it. Unbelievable. So it says in the Medrash, it says the Gemara, that the angels wanted to sing Shira. So if the angels wanted to sing Shira, but then Hashem said, you can't, because the Goyim, just your enemies died. You don't rejoice when your enemies die. So a couple questions on this Gemara. Question one, the Gemara and Erechin tell us the reason why you don't say a full Hallel from day two to the end of Yontif is because of the karbonis, because of the sacrifices. So why is this medrash giving me another reason that we don't sing Shira when the nations fall? And furthermore, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yerlazar, is trying to figure out when we say Hallel. And there's an opinion in the Gemara that says, that Rabbi Yossi says, that we say Hallel when Moshe and Aaron got out of Yam Suf. But what do you mean? We just said that you don't say Hallel when you get out of Yam Suf. What's going on? And furthermore, a bomb kasha, and I always was bothered by this kasha. The night of the Seder, Leil HaSeder. What do we do with the Leil HaSeder? We say a full Hallel. But we all know, and if we don't know, we're going to know now, is that Makis Bechayis happened. So if Makis Bechoras happened and the Mitzrayim died, we should apply this Medrash that we shouldn't say full Hallel. And we know Leil HaSeder, we're saying a full Hallel. So what's going on here? Why are we saying a full Hallel? Right, I know the night of the Seder, you know, everyone does their thing with dipping the finger. It's actually Shulchan Aruch brings it down, the Machlokes Paiskin, which finger you should use. If you shouldn't use any fingers, you just spill it out, right? I know there's people that take a little sip between, right? They get a little, because they're hungry, everyone's hungry. Because your Seder goes on for, you know, it's still going on right now, right? Good joke. But everyone's hungry, so you take a little, it's okay. You're allowed to take a sip between, again, we're not really in the Seder right now, but you're allowed to take a sip between the first and third. Remember my grandfather used to always tell us, no one did it because no one, you know, grape juice, you get four cups, and everyone gets cheap with their four cups. But between the third and fourth, the Gemara tells the Pesachim, our Pesachim, you're not allowed to do it. We have to ask why. That's a fascinating discussion. So again, the Shaila is which one is it? Why are we not saying full Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach? which we're starting so soon. We're starting Shavuot Shel Pesach. Why are we not saying a full hallel? The Gemara seems to say that we don't say a full hallel because the karbanis, the sacrifices are the same. But we have a medrash, the Gemara Sanhedrin, that we don't say full hallel when the goyim are dying. And we had a Gemara, we had a kasha, because Leil Seder, we do that. Good. We know that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Beis, when it's talking about that when a person comes late to shul, not that other people, they tell me there's such a phenomenon that people come late to shul. And I have some friends, I've seen them come late to shul, obviously. It's not that not that I'm late, but everyone else is early. So it's very fascinating, because we know that if you have come late, obviously no one should come late, but if you do come late, so then you have to do something dilug, you have to skip around. Right? I have some talmidim that have never said a full pasuk in Zimun their whole life. You know, again, you have like different points, like when do you start your minyan, you know, let's say you have a shtibuch. Everyone has their different points of when they start a minyan or not. But again, there's different halachas. Everyone, as we all know, we say brachas, and then there's halachas, simanun beis. And then do baruch sha'amar, and then do ashrei, and then there's order which halukas. And then you have to do yishtabach. Now, I always had this kasha, and I did see a teretz to it. I saw this teretz actually a couple of times now. I just saw a different svarim. I guess they're all copying each other, because I saw it from different quarters from different people. It's a gavaldik kasha. Because if Az Yashir is the pinnacle point of Pesukim Nezibra, Mamsha Az Yashir, which we're going to read about so soon in Shavuot Shel Pesach. So what do you think of the Shulchan Aruch, and shouldn't we paskin la halacha, that if a person is skipping around, he should skip to Az Yashir? And there are people that never say Az Yashir in Pesukim Nezibra. Again, Az Yashir, for all that don't know, is said before Yishtabach. Right? I know most people say there is a point that we say Az Yashir. So the obvious question is that why are we not saying Az Yashir? If Az Yashir is such an amazing, again, Klal Yisrael saw the peak of Emunah. Again, going from jam-packed parshas to Pesach, jam-packed, right? So then what's going on here? You're skipping around. So why don't you do the most pinnacle thing of doing Az Yashir? Question 3. This week's Parsha, kind of, for some people. Some people it's going to be next week. Parsha Sakremos and Perek Tazayin. So again, there's a lot of kashas. We could have just had a shir just on this. And we will have a Parsha Sakremos and Kedoshim. We'll have to work it out. Yeshiva starting next week, so it's going to get Levedik. What happens? I'm assuming they're going to do Akremos Kedoshim. Interesting Shaila, what you do with that. But the Torah starts off Parshas Akremos, and obviously the Kasha, I don't know if we're definitely going to answer this one, is, but why is it called Akremos? Parshas not even talking about the Akremos of the two sons of Aaron. Right? It says, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Akremos Shnei Bnei Aaron. And then it goes all the way into the halachas of Yom Kippur, and the Kohen Gadol, and Aharon. Fascinating. So, maybe 3A, we'll call it like 3A, I don't know if we're going to answer it, because it might be next week. But why is it called Akremos? Well, every parsha is called a name for a reason. Why is it called Akremos? But if you look a little further on, in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk of Dal. So we're talking about the Kohen. We're talking about that he has to Kohen Gadol and Aaron HaKohen, and he has to take the Azazel, and he has to take the goat. And it's a very fascinating pasuk, because the pasuk says that in Pasuk of Dalet, it says, V'rachatz es v'rusuro b'mayim, b'makum kadosh, that what should happen, he should go, and he should go into the holy water, he should go into the mikvah, and then he shall, right, then he should put on the begadav, the fancy garments of the kohen, and then v'yotzav asa tolasov es oil ha'am, and then he should go and bring the carbon oil. So he just went from total kedusha, And then, seemingly, he's taking off the begodim, the Kohen's begodim, and then he's going to mikvah. Esch sam sefer, I don't get it. He just finished the avodah. If he just finished the pinnacle avodah, now he's going back to the other avodah, not to the Yom Kippur avodah, but to giving the other karbanis. So why is he doing a tefillah? Why is he going to the mikvah again? Esch sam sefer, well, what's he going to the mikvah? He just finished the main avodah. Why does he have to go to the mikvah? That is question number 3. 3B. Question 4. Wow, we got a lot. Question 4. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Rav Yossi says, whoever says Psukei Zimra is praiseworthy. And whoever says Hallel every day, again on holidays we say Hallel obviously, but whoever says Hallel is considered a Megadev, is considered someone that's a blasphemer, someone that's cursing the Ribbon Hashem. And the obvious question is what? Why if you say Pesukei Zimra, why if you say Pesukei Zimra you are a holy man and you are praiseworthy, but if you say Hallel every day, you mamish are cursing the Ribbon Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. So what, and how does this interrelate, with Shvisho Pesach, with saying Az Yashir? What's going on? And lastly, we're not going to say it's a question, because I don't want to scare anyone, we have so many questions, and we have a lot to do, obviously, like always, but the Sefer HaChinuch, they actually don't, the Sefer HaChinuch, we know that the mitzvahs were recorded different ways by different Rishonim. You know, they actually do not know exactly who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. Seemingly it was a conversation between a father to his son, who was becoming Bar Mitzvah. And again, the Sefer HaChinuch goes through all the Tariq Mitzvahs, 613, and he puts in the Tamiya Mitzvahs, the reasons behind, and beautiful, it's a beautiful, beautiful Sefer. They have it in English. And they don't know exactly who the author is. There's a machlokas, the big debate amongst the scholars who it is. There was no name written on the Sefer. Some people say that it's from Aaron from Barcelona, who lived in 1235 to 1290. Other people disagree with this. We know that the famous Sefer, that some Rosh Hashivas just give a Sefer just on this, called the Minchus Chinuch, who is Rav Yosef Babad, who lived in 1800 to 1874, unbelievable Sefer. All the lumdis of all the of the Parsha, all the Gemaras, all the Rishonim, unbelievable Minchus Chinuch. Beautiful, beautiful Sefer, doesn't Yimaya Skama. Unbelievable. I don't know if they have it in English yet, I'm sure they'll get there, but unbelievable Sefer. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, in Mitzvah Shinvav, the Mitzvah Sfiris HaEmer, the Sefer HaChinuch says a famous question of, as we're counting Sfira Sa'omer, the Ramban writes in Parshas Emor that Sfira Sa'omer is a linkage between the Pesach to the Shavuos, and he calls it Sfira Sa'omer in a Kabbalistic type of way, is that Sfira Sa'omer is like that Chol HaMoed period, that's what he calls it, is bridging the gap, the linkage between a Pesach to a Shavuos. Whole shiur just on this topic, Pesach to Shavuos, all the different Nafkaminas. But he wants to know, why don't we go 49, 48, 47, 46? Why are we counting up? Right? We're 1, 2, 3. We should be counting down, right? Whenever something's happening to someone, he usually counts out. I have 20 days left till this. I have 20, right? But why are we counting up? We should be counting down. That's the Shiloh of the Sefer HaChinuch. So again, we have a lot of kashas. Let's just review, make sure we got it. First question again was the Gemara in Erechin and Av Yunam Ebeis says that the reason why the difference between Sukkot and Pesach is because by Pesach we have half holiday all the rest of the days except first day. Why? Because there's no difference in the Karbanis. And we know we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and Medrash Harninu that says the reason why we don't have a full holiday on Shvi'i Pesach is because why? Is because the Mitzrim drowned and we had a Bam Kasha. Then on the night of the Seder also, we shouldn't have a full challah. What's the difference? Question 2. is that if someone, chas v'shalom, is running late, obviously no one's running late, but if someone's running late, we know that for some reason, the order of the Shulchan Aruch, we do not say Az Yashir. But if Az Yashir is so crucial, Mishnah says, it's like, you're leaving the Yamsuf, the Emunah Shebo, the Aminu Vashem, that they believe in the Rabbanu Shalom. So why are we skipping it? There are people that never say Az Yashir, ever. So why is that if it's such an amazing, holy, holy tefillah? Question three was Achremos. The Kohen Gadol just finished the highest form of Avodah. So why is he doing a tefillah now? What's that all about? And the last question was about Psuket Izimra. Why if someone says Psuket Izimra every day, he's a very holy man. But if a person says Hallel every day, not on the holiday times, he is considered a Magadev, which is not a very holy man, cursing the Ribbono Shel. And how come Sfiras HaOmer, we are counting up and not counting down? So again, there are a lot of different inyanim, and we're going to try to make it into one yisoid. And I think the yisoid is like this. The Chasam Sofer answers up from Parsha Achremos. Achremot. It's late. Tired. He says Gishmak. He says that sometimes you're mamish on the high. You're on the high, you're mamish, you're the Kohen Gadol, you're just going through the Avodah, and mamish, you're mamish doing amazing. And then you have to come down a step. So a person might be, I have to come down. I'm upset. Says the Torah, do a tefillah. Because although you're not going to be totally, totally immersed, because how many times a year you only have one Yom Kippur, and you're going to have to come step down from the Yom Kippur. But still, you know why you immerse yourself? Because you always tell yourself that you could get to that point. Although it might be harder, and it might be a struggle, but you still could get to that point. It's going to take a lot more hard work. It's not that special day of Yom Kippur, but you still have the ability to get there. And I think with this yisod, we're going to answer some of the kashas, but I think that this is what we have to take out of Pesach. The whole idea which we spoke about when we were talking about different Torah for the Leila Seder, the whole idea of the Pesach was to take the Emunah, was to make the Ki'ilu Hu Yotza Mimitzrayim, to make it real. And we all have things that are blocking us from growth. I saw a great video, right? Charlie Harari, he came out with a new video this year. He's Gavaldik. And he said, you know what the difference is between the matzah and the chametz? That matzah, you have to do it now. You wait a couple of minutes, it turns into chametz. You know, in life, we have so many excuses. And we just push things off. We're like, later, I'll do it later. I'll make that phone call later. I'll do that job later. I'll do everything later. And we don't take advantage. As we've spoken about before, Meitzar, Mitzrayim, is Meitzar. Everyone quotes this. What does it mean, Meitzar? Meitzar means that you have a restriction. You have a boundary. You get yourself stuck. And we all sometimes get ourselves stuck. But Pesach is a time that we could break out. Pesach is a time that we get to a Leil HaSeder, we get to a Chol HaMoed, we get to spend time with our family, we get to relive the Pesach experience, to get into it, to feel the Emunah, to teach the Emunah. And a person after a Pesach, and you know, when you put everything away, and you take off all the plastic and all the tin foil, and you're throwing it out, a person needs to take a step back and say, what did I get out of Pesach? Well, what came out of it for me? And even though I'm going to go back into the workforce and I'm going to go back into the mundane, I still have the ability, as the Chasam Sofer says, I still have the ability to jump in, to not lose that Kedusha. And although it might be a struggle, still a person needs to go and push. And it's not going to be so easy. The Leil HaSeder is a special night. And Pesach's a very special time. And it might be harder during the year. But the Rabbeinu Shalom tells us that you need to push yourself. Because if you push yourself, you'll be able to accomplish. Ask the Marshal this kasha. Why Hallel? We know that really we should say full Hallel on the seventh day. Why? Because we just had the nes of the Kriyas Yamsuf. And if we just had the nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, we know. The Gemara tells us in Erechin that when you have a nes, you have a full Hallel. Just like Hanukkah. So why is there no full Hallel? Why is there no full Hallel on Pesach? Says the Gevaldik Marsha. Because all the Karmanis are the same. But still, the Kasha still begs itself. The question's still there. There was a miracle. So I saw it in the beautiful Sefer by Remersky called the Yoni Halacha. I actually have it in English now. It's beautiful. Takes all the different midrash and makes it into beautiful. He says a nice, beautiful idea. He says, Leila Seder, you know why you're saying a full Hallel? The Hallel and the Leila Seder is a different type of Hallel. There's a Ron, quote in the back of Psochim. The Ron quotes Rav Haigon. I remember talking over this with my grandfather, Rav Bamzer. I remember he knew this Rav Haigon. It's a famous Rav Haigon. And there's a difference between Shiras Hallel and Zechiras Hallel. Shiras Hallel means that you sing a song. Shiras Hallel means that you mamish were in the nes. When you're in the nes, you say a full Hallel. When we have to kilu feel like we're totally out of Mitzrayim and we mamish reliving the experience, therefore you say a full Hallel. And that's why the Gemara says, when he was trying to figure out, when Moshe and Aaron left Yam Suf, they said a full Hallel, they were there. But by Shvi Shel Pesach, we're not saying a full Hallel. You know why? Because it's just commemorative. It's just a Zechira. We're not reliving the Az Yashir. We don't have to relive Az Yashir. There is no Leil Az Yashir. But it's about that we look back and we see, wow, look at these Nisim and Niflos. Look what Hashem has done for us. Actually, He does so much for us. And He constantly keeps on doing for us. Why do we skip Av Yashir? If a person is late, not that a person should be late. All right? Sometimes we're consistently late. Right? I have a Baruch Hashem. I always tell that. Rav Lopion used to daven for his Talmud. That he should miss his flight. So when I almost miss my wedding, I go up to Shemayim 320. Hashem will be like, hey, Bloom, why are you late? Or your friend, why is he late? So I'll be like, listen, right? That's Rav Lopion was davening because he wanted consistency. Because we all want to be consistent in our actions. That's what life's about. I remember having a Talmud. He wasn't actually mine. He was my Talmud in the second year. Baruch Hashem, he steiged up the Taita. But the first year I got close to him. This guy literally, now my Talmidim listening, they're like, oh, you know, maybe he's talking about me. I'm probably not talking about you. Don't worry. This guy literally woke up every day, I'd say 12. And I was nervous. You know, Baruch Hashem, I came back. But I was nervous. And then in the summer, he went back for the summer. Every morning, he woke up at 5:30. Because it's his job, cash. Ah, it's important, a little consistency, a little man. Baruch Hashem, he came back shut of bed and he did well. And now he's still steiging the Torah. Steiging the money also, Baruch Hashem. But it's all about consistency. So why are you not saying Az Yashir? What's the pshat? You come late, why not? So I heard a Gevaldik pshat. You know why? Because the whole idea of Psukei Dezimra is that we're trying to build. Psukei Dezimra is about the Asherei Poseches Yadecha U'Maspi Alecha. Hashem, you sustain me. You give me everything. But it's about the daily mundane things. So it's a build-up. It's a build-up. that we do a Pesukei Nizimer. There's an order for Pesukei Nizimer. Why? Because the Pesukei Nizimer gets to the higher level, to the Az Yashir. So if a person is late, a person has to skip around. And he can't say Az because he didn't get to the level of Az Yashir. So what's going on? Why do you say Hallel every day? Says the great Meshech Chochma, Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, who lived in 1843 to 1926, wrote the Meshech Chochma, Rukyor Sameach, the great Gadol Hador. Because he says the Yisro, which we always talk about, that what's the difference between a Pesukei Nizimra and a Hallel? Because Pesukei Nizimra, as we're just saying right now, fits in beautiful. Pesukei Nizimra is focusing on the mundane. It's talking on our everyday life. As I just quoted at some Sefer, that Pesach's over, what am I going to take out of the Pesach? But a person needs to work. Work on the mundane. Hashem, you give me everything. Rifaenu, you're the one in charge. Hashem, you're the one giving me parnasa. You're the one giving me health. It's not because I exercise. Of course, you got to do ishtadlus. But it's because Hashem, you're giving it to me. But if a person just says Hallel, he's saying, Hashem, I just want to work on the big miracles. That's not what life's about. Of course, there are big miracles. But life's about the grind, the work, the ups, the downs. The working it through, realizing Hashbiyat Hashem. That's what you take out of Mitzrayim. That's what you take out of a Pesach. The Hallel represents the idea of the Nisim. But we don't live life in Nisim, says the Meshech Chochma. But then we get to an Az Yashir. There's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim, on Daf, Kuf Yud Ches Amin Aleph, right? Shabbos. The Gemara Pesukei Nizimra and Hallel was Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amin Beis. This Gemara is Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches Amin Aleph, 118. The Gemara says, Rashizmi Mishmei, the Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah says, that a person needs to realize that his Parnasa is just like Kriyas Yamsuf. What? Yeah, because if a person gets to the level that he realizes that Parnasa, my everyday life, waking up in the morning, all the things that we take for granted, is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then even if he does a miracle, but Kriyas Yamsuf, says the Gemara, Shizbi says, Mishmei the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's also considered like a nes. They're all nesim and they're all the same. The Gemara says, if my digestive system is not working so well, that's just like Kriyas Yamsuf. What do you mean? Because the whole point is to realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge of everything. This is the Ramban at the end of bow. The famous Ramban. That Hashem is in charge of everything, not just big. People think that Hashem is running the big show. He's running the wars. He's running the big thing. Me little. I'm such a little person. 7-8 billion people. I know people are going to Google. Maybe it's more. I don't know. But there's so many more people than just one. Says the Gemara, Bishvili Nivra Olam. I need to view myself so powerful because Hashem is in my life on an everyday basis. Because he loves me. All the nisim. And if a person works on the Pesukei Nizimra, obviously we got to get there earlier to say Pesukei Nizimra, read it in English, prepare a little with our Pesukei Nizimra. But if a person, every day, and a person takes a step back and thinks, wow, look what the Ribbono Shel Olam has given to me. Look what Hashem has given to me. Then, and that says the Chinuch, why are we counting 1 to 2 to 3? Why are we going 49, 48? So I always heard this question, and like I thought I had the answer, but you know, like sometimes you hear the question again, and you're like, oh yeah, but you don't forget that you don't know the answer. So I didn't really, kind of knew the answer, like fudged it a little, you know. But now I heard the Chinuch. I read the Chinuch, and the Chinuch says Gevaldik. The Chinuch says that every day you are, why are you doing it? Says the Chinuch. I'm very mamish gevaldig loshen. The Chinuch says, he says, ki kol mitzvah shinvav, ki kol zem mare b'no haratzon hachazak lahagia el hazman. Because it's all showing the ratzon, the will, to get to the zman. I think what this means, I heard him say what this means, I think, is that if you go 49, 48, 47, so there's only one goal, to get to one. To get to the end. But if you go 1, 2, 3, 4, Every day is an avodah. One is avodah. Two is an avodah. Three is an avodah. Why? That's what life's about. The struggles and working it through. The one. Today's one, two, three. Look at all these days. Every day that's a Sefiras HaOmer. We're going to talk more about Sefiras HaOmer. But every day a person needs to take a step back. Give yourself 2 minutes before you say Sefiras HaOmer. I'm making a connection between a Pesach and a Shavuos. The connection of getting the physical freedom to the spiritual freedom of the Torah. And if a person realizes this, what am I going to take out of Mitzrayim? What am I going to take out of my Pesach? Is this idea that the Rebbeinu Shalom is running the show. Small little things. Just small little thing. Again, I'm still running my Siyata Dishmayas. Baruch Hashem. Running my Siyata Dishmayas almost 2.5 years. We went on a trip. And my daughter was wearing a very nice, beautiful bracelet. And it was loose a little. And then she looked back and she didn't have the bracelet. It was one of her bar mitzvah presents. And I was upset for her. And as any man said, oh, why'd you put it on? Why'd you tighten it? Right, men are practical, women are emotional. Separate cheer than itself. Whoa, why'd you put it on if you knew it was loose? And I felt bad for her. So I go to the shiur, Brizak shiur. He says, whenever something goes wrong, just keep on saying, Shakol Niyad Bivoro. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, even when things don't look. Shakol Niyad Bivoro. There's a whole song. Maybe we'll sing it a different time. Shakol Niyad Bivoro. I start singing, Shakol Niyad Bivoro. Okay, we need to find it. Whatever. I'm going to check all of Israel for this bracelet. Get her another one, but it was frustrating for her. And then we get home, and it was my wife is going through the matzah bag. Because all you eat all day is matzah and potatoes. And the bracelet was in the matzah bag. Shakol Niyad Bivoro. Siyata Dishmaya. And sometimes Siyata Dishmaya, they don't even work like we want them to work. That's also Siyata Dishmaya. Because Siyata Dishmaya means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in our life. That's the yesod, what we're going to kick out of this Pesach. We're going to go to a Shvisho Pesach, to the Yam Suf, and bring the Amuna to further it. But when we leave the Pesach, which is happening sooner than we think, and now we're involved in the sphere of Sa'imer, we realize, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yomimonu. As the Ksam Sefer says from Achremos, we do a tefillah even after the Yom Kippur experience to take it with us. Baruch Hashem, let us be mechazik ourselves. Let us realize how great and fortunate we are to be part of this awesome Jewish nation. We should just keep on going further and further and keep on getting closer and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And everyone should have an amazing second day of Pesach. And let us finally bring the Geula. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos and an amazing Pesach.